Something seems fishy. Report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock. Rachel Reeves has announced a £6 billion investment to speed up tests and treatments within the NHS. The spending review seen the Chancellor raise the health services budget. Speaking to us last week, Health Secretary Wes Streeting praised her.
We're going to have to make some choices that might always be popular, and some of the tax decisions have not been popular. But if people are seeing the impact of the change in the NHS, I think people might go, OK, right, fair enough.
It comes at the expense of other areas of public spending, though. Police have faced rioters throwing petrol bombs and bricks during a third night of disorder in Ballymena. Officers responded with water cannon, dogs and plastic baton rounds as the unrest spread to other parts of Northern Ireland. The violence began on Monday night following a vigil for a girl who was allegedly sexually assaulted. The King has hosted a reunion with old shipmates from his time in the Royal Navy. He held a reception yesterday at Buckingham Palace with a palace aide saying they shared stories on the trip down memory sea lane. And thunderstorms look set to hit the UK over the next 3 days as forecasters say the country could also see its hottest day of the year so far. The Met Office says that some areas may see around 2 inches of rain in just a few hours from today.
Sport.
England kick off their European Under-21 Championship title defence against the Czech Republic tonight. Manchester City's James McAtee captains Lee Carsley's side in the absence of the injured Taylor Harwood-Bellis. Liam Delap and Joe Bellingham are among those missing the tournament as they represent their clubs at the Club World Cup. Rory McIlroy admits he's had a Masters hangover since victory at Augusta saw him complete Golf's Grand Slam 2 months ago. He tees off at Oakmont in the US Open this lunchtime, an event he's finished as runner-up in the previous 2 years. The Northern Irishman says it's one of the toughest tests on the calendar.
Honestly, the US Open probably went from my least favourite major to almost my favourite because of what it asks of you. And I love that challenge.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Warm and feeling increasingly humid. Some thundery showers possible in the west. Highs of 25 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dan Windle.
This is Radio X.
From Global, Adam Brown.
Radio X.
How's it going this morning? Hello, it's Adam Brown with you. This is Radio X. It is the early breakfast show for Thursday, June the 12th today. And on the way very soon, the Chris Moyle show's back, the £25,000 box returns. And I did promise you something new from Biffy Clyro as well. They're back with a brand new tune, which I cannot wait to play for you this morning on Radio X. Want to do it straight after the Verve? And first, a little bit of Kings of Leon for you. This is Fans.
All wrong. Back to the rhythm and back to the beat of the radio. You ain't got the fame, but you got the best to play the role. You can't play with me. And all the bros try for the curtain, try for cheddar, talk slow. She got a hat and all the asses is assholes. Me. Me the hairdo, and those lipstick kisses, the pony that's the rival.
got the same, but you got the best to play the role. And you can't play with me.
Radio X.
All this talk of getting old, it's getting me down, my love, like a cat in a bag waiting to drown. This time I'm coming down, and I hope you're thinking of me as you lay down on your side. Now the trucks don't work, they just make you worse. But I know I'll see your face again. Now the trucks don't work, they just make you worse. But I know I'll see your face again. But I know and streak as I pass down my old street, and if you want to show, then just let me know, and I'll sing in your ear again. Now the trucks don't work, they just make you worse, but I know I'll see you again, this baby. Ooh, if heaven falls, I'm coming too, just like you say.
It's the Verve. And the drugs don't work. It's Radio X. Played you a little bit of Kings of Leon as well before it with Fans. Just gone 6:10. How are we getting on this morning?
Radio X.
How are we doing? My name's Adam Brown and this is The Early Breakfast Show. I want to play you something brand new now from Biffy Clyro, who towards the end of last month started teasing that they had a new song. They seem super excited about this. And I heard this tune for the first time last night in its entirety. And I absolutely love it. I think it's brilliant. They've got a pretty busy schedule ahead of them over the next couple of months. They're currently on a European tour. They've got a couple of European tour dates to complete before coming back to the UK. Of course, they're going to be doing a big set at Glastonbury this year. They've got a big homecoming in Scotland at Transmit Festival. And also, they're going to be doing two nights at the Eden Sessions in Cornwall. So if you get a chance to go and see Biffy across the summer, just go. We know what they're all about. We know how good they are live. And they have promised this is just the beginning of more music, which will, in quotes, follow soon. Let's get this on. New from Biffy Clyro. This is A Little Love on Radio X. That's called A Little Love on Radio X. Hello to Robert, who says this tune is brilliant. Do you know what? I really, really like it. Do you know what it kind of makes me think? It reminds me of sort of early Biffy and then the later stuff as well. Like a hybrid of the two sort of sounds. So the chorus reminds me of the later stuff and then the verses really remind me of that sort of early rawness that Biffy had. Brilliant. Absolutely adore that. I think it's great. On the way from 6:30, Chris is back with you for the Chris Moyle Show. Before it, though, let's squeeze a couple more tunes in, eh? I've got Grillers on the way for you soon and also something from a guy who's very quickly becoming regarded as one of this year's big, big new acts. He's on the way for you.
B&Q and Trade Point's Big You Can Do It sale is back. Save big with loads of unmissable summer deals in-store and online. You can do it when you B&Q it. Ends 1st of July.
As it's free to sell in your local area on eBay, I was thinking maybe I should sell that bench press. Oh, that's literally been benched. And this guitar that I've forgotten how to play. Must be the buyer for the chest of drawers I listed yesterday. and I'm still in my pyjamas. Be with you in a sec.
With new listing features, it's easy to sell for free in your local area on eBay. Download the app now. eBay. Things people love. T's and C's apply. Excludes vehicles.
You modern day saint. Stepping in when the teaching assistant fell ill. Look at those little faces. Bask in the warm glow of their gratitude. Now, where's the coffee? Is that instant? But you, sir, are a smart cookie. You've snuck in a Taylor's coffee bag. Real ground coffee in a bag that tastes real good. Double geography later. Bring it on. Taylor's coffee bags. Where there's hot water, there's great coffee.
I know how I like to invest. That's why I choose eToro. Access to global markets, expert analysis, shared knowledge. On eToro, I pick my own investors.
Wait, what?
Pick my own stocks.
Copy my own stocks. Choose your mix of assets or copy top performing traders.
Yep, all in one app.
eToro.
Join today. eToro is a multi-asset investment platform. Copy trading does not amount to investment advice. The value of your investments may go up or down. Your capital is at risk.
You might think that the most important thing for an electric car is to have the greatest possible range. But then you realize that you're only driving 23 miles a day. And that's the reality. Discover Dacia Spring, the new electric city car with all the range you need from only £14,995. No wonder it's won TopGear.com's Best EV Bargain Award. And if you purchase the Dacia Spring before June 30th, you get 0% APR representative and a £1,000 deposit contribution. Find out more at dacia.co.uk. PCP, Mobilised Financial Services, T's and C's applied. 23 miles is average customer use based on internal source.
Rollback's back at Asda with thousands of prices rolled back across the store and online. Like Heinz tomato ketchup, 460 grams, plus £2.98, now £2.33. Cathedral City extra mature cheddar cheese, 350 grams, was £3.58, now just £2.93. And a 22-pack of Birdseye chicken dippers was £4.28, now only £2.48. Rollback's back. Check out thousands of savings now. That's Asda price. Select stores online, subject to availability. Dippers and ketchup end June 18th. May exclude Asda Express and small stores. See Asda.com/small stores. Online charges may apply.
Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate.
Got any tips?
Your best bet is to play BetVictor's daily free-to-play guaranteed prize wheel.
What guaranteed prizes does this guaranteed prize wheel guarantee?
The guaranteed prize wheel means you're guaranteed to win prizes, like free bets, free spins, exclusive offers and cash. Guaranteed.
What was it called again?
The guaranteed prize wheel.
Well, I guarantee I'll give it a spin.
And I guarantee you'll win a prize.
Listen to Harry and make your best bet on BetVictor's guaranteed prize wheel. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. Opt in and spin the wheel. Rewards expire 24 hours after claiming. Gambleaware.org.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
The very big sale is now on, with amazing savings from the online store for fashion, home and more. With up to 60% off selected fashion and sports. With big savings on Adidas, Hugo Boss and more.
OMG!
Plus, you can buy now and pay up to 12 months later and nothing to pay at checkout. Out. Very. Let's make it sparkle. Search Very Pay. Event ends 10th of July, delivery £3.99. Very Pay credit provided subject to status by Shop Direct Finance Company Limited. 18 plus, representative 44.9% APR variable.
Get into the music.
Radio X.
Whoa! This is how you call Sweet Jerry alongside a man called Ed Keyes with the Gorillaz. The Refix in a seat. No, 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 all right. No. It's a big road thing.
I ain't happy, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine. In a bag, I'm useless, but not for long, the future is coming on. I ain't happy, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine. In a bag, I'm useless, but not for long, the future is coming on. It's coming on, 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 it's coming on.
Oh, human, I live like that. Oh, I'm pretty close with the girl. Oh, what them see me new Rolex? Start to get the shots and fix. So me got some oh, Babylon, I can bring ingredients. Oh, them all I watch ingredients. Oh, you listen diamonds and pearl. Oh, them all I watch red roses. Oh, come on, we're making money. Oh, Babylon, I chat to me funny. Oh, you listen the Lexus cheap. Start to get the shots and weak. So me got some.
Feel my motion, feel my motion. Music is from the street, designed to make you move your feet. Feel my motion, feel my motion. Na na na, na na na.
In a bag, I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. I ain't happy, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine. In a bag, I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on.
You and you're looking at me. and Undressed on Radio X. It's Adam Brown with you on Thursday morning's early breakfast show. That is pretty much it from me. I will see you tomorrow morning. Stick around for Chris and the team. The Chris Miles Show is back from 6:30. And, of course, the £25,000 box still hasn't been unlocked. Will today be the day that it is? It's on the way after The Killers. Glamorous indie rock and roll.
Glamorous indie rock and roll is what I want. It's in my soul, it's what I need. Indie rock and roll, it's time. It's indie rock and roll for me. It's indie rock and roll for me. It's all I need.
Show
with Škoda. Jump into their electric range.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Thursday.
We're having a party.
Broadcast. broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yeah!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, Great Britain. Good morning, everybody. Thanks very much to... to the bear. It's Thursday. It's 3 weeks going quick.
It is. It really is flying, actually. Hey,
before we get into this, by the way, you can watch us live on Global Player and then tell us if you can see us. Now, we think we fixed it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who fixed it again?
Robin.
To the Robin.
Yeah, not Cracker.
No.
A different Robin.
Not Robin who comes with us on tour and stuff. This is a different Robin.
Different Robin.
Yeah.
We had an executive meeting and it's fixed.
Great. And it's still fixed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Executive Good. Meeting.
Yeah.
What, you emailed him? Well, went to engineering and said, what's the problem?
Yeah.
So anyway, if you can see us, great. Open up Global Player, the official Radio X app, and you can watch us live in, like, beautiful quality. Is it HD?
Good question.
Phoenix, is it HD?
Yes, it is.
Is it 4K?
They can technically record 4K, but this isn't.
No.
Mm. If we wanted to turn ourselves into 4K, Phoenix, how would you do that?
I'd have to get the footage from the cameras directly.
And is that easy for you? Catchphrase.
Oh, no, it's a lot of pressure.
Hey, there he is.
What would you like? Have you got everything you need to do the job you want to do?
Sure.
Oh, okay, because I was going to go to Ashley and say Phoenix needs all these new things.
Well, there's a lot of things I want. Yeah.
Well, come on, give us a shopping list. What do you want?
We'll write them down.
Can I have a better vision mixer?
Yeah, absolutely.
Vision mixer.
Is there anyone in particular that you have in mind?
The TriCast is pretty good.
TriCast. That is a good vision mixer.
That's a good one. Don't know.
And the cameras? Are the cameras okay, or would you like new cameras?
New cameras, yes.
Oh, really?
4K cameras.
Yeah, the ones we had on Prize Dump were
yes,
real nice.
They were. Okay. Do you know this? So in the studio, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cameras. Mm. We're streaming now live around the world. For free, by the way.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
We should charge, but we don't. I don't know why we don't.
And then every year for 5 days... We go out on the road and we do the Prize Dump tour, mm-hmm. and we get a big double-decker tour bus, and we, in the lounge bit where rock bands can relax and play FIFA, we build that into a studio. The front lounge of the tour bus upstairs, which is another relaxation area, we build all the TV studio side of things in there because there's a lot of equipment, a lot of buttons to press. And in the radio studio bit, we put like 3, 4, 5 cameras. For a week, 5 days, 5 shows. And then we strip the bus down and within a few days, it goes back to being a working rock and roll tour bus again you know, a band will be using to go around Europe or whatever. The cameras we use in that studio for 5 days only are better than the cameras we are using right now in the studio and use 5 days a week, 52 weeks of the year.
And those are the ones you want, Phoenix, yeah?
Yeah, they look so nice.
But isn't that funny? Yeah. The temporary cameras we had were the best ones, yeah. And the ones that we live with all the time are not as good.
These are nice, though. These are new. These are some of the best studio
ones. They're new a few years ago.
Nice.
Yeah, 18 months. They're better than most other studios here.
What about an assistant, Phoenix? Do you need an assistant?
I mean, I wouldn't say no to one.
Okay.
So we need to get him someone, James.
Yes.
Assistant.
You know, this show's going places.
Exactly.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
We are going to the top.
To the top. To the top of most of the pop of most.
I'm sick of dragging my heels. Let's go. We're going. Mm. We're taking over radio full time and shut everybody else down. I mean, Barrow started that ball rolling for us already. Thanks for that. But we're on the way. We're on the trajectory.
Yeah, that's it. If we can get Phoenix an assistant, then stuff is going to change around here.
You give me a shopping list. Give me a shopping list, Phoenix, of what you need to make this show look beautiful.
Right. I'll start making a full list for you.
Right,
yeah. We may regret that.
No, we won't.
Full page email.
We won't regret it because we won't get it.
That's true.
It's true.
That is true.
Get him to make the list. Give him some false hope.
Yeah.
You know, like everything else that I ask for. And James goes, oh, yeah, I must chase that up. I don't know what's happening with that.
No, we get stuff done.
You fixed Global Player, to be fair, James.
Yeah, it took him a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
it did take him a couple of weeks, yeah, to be fair.
No, it took me a day when I started it.
So what did you do for the week and a half where the problem was running?
Nothing. Phoenix had a ticket in.
Right. The tickets don't do anything.
No, no. Tickets schmick it.
So then I was like, you know what? Go speak to Robin.
There you go.
Mm. Go to the top.
Yes. Mm. He's the top.
James is poorly sick, by the way, today. So
yeah,
don't let him breathe towards you.
Got a headache.
Ache. Yeah.
Now, I'm reluctant to do this, but I feel like I should.
I know what you mean.
Because I have a question to ask, and it's a question. It's not. I don't want to start the dominoes falling on a conspiracy theory. I also don't. Is it genuinely a question? And you're either going to say, in answer to the question, no, or yes, and that's fine. But I'm worried about it that people go, I knew it. I said last night, didn't I?
Mm.
Didn't I say last night? I knew it. And then I'm partly responsible for that overreaction and flat earther conspiracy theory. Yeah. But I'm going to do it anyway. And the question is, firstly, how are you? Are you okay? Right?
That's good. How are you in yourself?
Yeah. Are you fit and well at the moment, or are you a bit poorly sick? Now, if you've broken your little finger, I don't mean that, right? No. What I mean is, I know a lot of people at the moment who have had really severe headaches, like really severe, to the point where it almost renders them a bit speechless. And I know a few people in my life who have been quite poorly sick, and I've come out the other side of it, but it's been quite poorly sick, like a severe migraine, like really, like severe, like worrying, like, oh my God, what's going on?
Hmm.
And then I'm talking to Dominic about it, and Dominic goes, I've had a headache for about 3 days.
Yeah, this would be the fourth day of it. I don't feel particularly ill.
No.
I've just had a low-level headache for 4 days.
And then as Dominic and I are talking, James walks in. This is just before we went in the air. James walks in and goes, I almost called in sick last night because I don't know what happened, but yesterday floored me.
Mm.
I cancelled everything for the day and I went to bed. And he said he's on his arse. Now, what are your symptoms?
Headache.
Headache? Again?
Knackered.
Mm.
Say that. Did. Yeah?
You can say knackered.
Knackered's all right, yeah.
You can say knackered, but not knackers.
Right, yeah. Fine.
Two very different...
Very important.
Different meanings there.
Yeah. I didn't feel them, but yeah.
So I just wonder if there's a thing going around, like a virus going around, of which happens all the time. I would imagine there's a virus going around every day of the year. We just don't know about it. Then some viruses are worse than others, as in, you know, spread a bit more around the country. But I just, like, is there a thing going on? Or is it, because it absolutely can be, coincidence. Could just be coincidence.
Yeah. Mm.
Tiff will do that with me a lot. She'll go, oh my God, did you see that? And then all of a sudden, did you see that? Oh my God, what does that mean? And I go, that's called a coincidence. And she goes, no, it's a bit of a coincidence though, isn't it? And I go, yes, that's what a coincidence is.
It's a bit of a coincidence.
It's a bit of a coincidence. So I thought, well, do you know what? I could just say to my fabulous audience, are you okay? And is anyone else, like, seeing this? Or is it just a coincidence? Because Dominic's got a headache.
He did.
It won't shift.
No, can't shift. I'm taking...
How many days?
This will be four days. I'm just taking Nurofen, paracetamol and stuff.
Now, James could be tired because he got to bed late the night before.
That's right.
He could just be a bit burnt out.
Yeah.
Could be that.
I mean, I was going to make a joke then.
But you're not going to.
I mean, you've got to work hard to burn yourself out, but, you know,
to be fair,
it could be. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Maybe when he leaves us, he's working really hard down the mine.
You know what's going on.
You know what's going on.
You know what's James's new catchphrase.
Yeah, you know what's going on.
You know what's going on. Get well soon, James. Feels like cold / flu and virus type thing. So there you go.
Thanks, Jenny. I assume you're a doctor.
Dan says, I've got a headache and they're...
Sorry about that.
Have you got that, Dom?
No, Bradford and Bingley, this end.
Kate said, I absolutely had this yesterday. I thought it was hay fever. Do you get hay fever?
No, I don't get hay fever, actually. I wonder if it's weather-related. I know that sounds crazy.
Because the storms are coming.
Is there anything to do with pressure?
Yeah, like Dom
pressure?
Wants to know, is it about the weather?
Like, and somebody's on the text said that as well. Is it anything to do with air pressure? Can that give you headaches? Make you feel a bit rubbish?
Oh, hold on. John says it's the government turning on the 5G mind control from the COVID vaccine. Stay indoors.
Now, this is what I wanted to avoid.
Sensible, John. Thank you.
Thanks, John. What else have we got? I've got man flu and I'm on my holiday too. Ah, says Emma. Oh, that's awful when you're sick on holiday. I had the same yesterday. Got home from work, sat on the sofa and just woke up there. Stinking headache, feel run down, just horrible. Mark in Oxford. Okay. Mm. Sicknesses arrived through my school. Chris, the school teacher. Yeah, but isn't that relatively normal? I guess if you're saying it, it's not. Mm. My son is the same, nearly 3 weeks now. Oh, my God, I'm the same. I've had a headache for like 5 days and I'm so tired. And you've tested for COVID, Dom.
I haven't, but I feel fine. I don't feel unwell in that respect.
Negative.
Lucy did. We thought Lucy might have had COVID last week. She had the same symptoms. She's absolutely fine.
There's the thing. I've been on my arse all week. Says Stu Morning. Chris, definitely something going around. We've had the same bug here in Banbury. Chris, I've been getting crazy headaches recently too. I thought it was just me. Says Liam. I've had a headache for 6 days. But 6 days ago, I had to smack my head in the pub, said Ryan. You didn't have to. I think that might be a typo. If somebody's forcing you to smack your head in the pub, then you should just say no.
Yeah, there'll be a helpline somewhere.
Pressure headaches all the time, blood tests all and nothing. Wife's been away for a week, managing the house a week. I'm pretty floored. It's loads of people. Me and my partner felt awful a week. Now, I feel bad now reading all this out.
Yeah. Is James pregnant? Who said that one?
I haven't tested, actually.
Right, you should do that.
I had a good old ocular migraine yesterday. Happy days, says Lisa. Oh, the ocular migraines are awful.
Scary.
Awful. Chris, I went trampolining for my daughter's birthday. I twanged my jaw slightly and now I've had a headache for 2 weeks. Can't fully close my jaw. Apparently, I just have to deal with this for a few months, says Michael.
Oh, how do you twang your jaw on a trampoline?
Also, is it a bit embarrassing when you injure yourself on your daughter's birthday trampoline?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I literally, and I swear to God this is true, and I hope he doesn't mind me saying it, and if Jamie Oliver's listening, good morning, Jamie. When I have to bend down and pick stuff up off the floor, I try, and I reckon I've got a success rate of 98%. I try. You would think I was 108 years old or my spine was made of glass. I literally try and straighten my back, bend my knees, stick my arse out and pick up what I'm picking up. And I'm talking about, it doesn't matter if I'm picking up weights in the gym or when I DJ and I can bring my big rucksack with all the wires and the laptop and everything's quite heavy. It doesn't matter. And the reason I'm really careful is I heard a story that Jamie Oliver put his back out badly. Like, oh, badly. He was embarrassing, like, one of those, ow, put my back out.
Right.
Whilst picking up his daughter's satchel for school.
Was in there?
That's not good.
See, that's the thing. I think it's the movement rather than the picking up of.
Yeah.
But then I don't know what I'm talking about. So I'm really careful when I'm picking stuff up.
Yeah.
So a lot of people messaging in. No headache, but a 24-hour cold and sore throat. I became stuffy and sniffy last night. Can't stop sneezing. Either hay fever or a summer cold, says Mel in Glasgow. I was a bit sniffy last night, but I feel all right. No headache, nothing like that. High pressure, very high pollen.
Yeah, could be. Could be something like that.
The weather changing rapidly. Our bodies can never get climatised, so it makes us feel unwell. Yeah, but Kermit, though, it's just texting. But
Kermit?
We live in the UK. Do you not think we've been acclimatised to... 8 o'clock in the morning, sunshine. 10 o'clock, hailstones. Midday, thunder. 2 o'clock, gale force winds. 4 o'clock, cloudy. 6 o'clock, sunny again. Yeah. That's what we have.
That's the UK.
You'd think we'd be, like, this is what we're used to now.
So, apparently...
Yeah,
here we go.
This is Bing, not Google.
Oh, now...
I'm a Binger.
Right.
Changes in weather, particularly shifts in barometric pressure...
Yes.
So, like, you know, high pressure, low pressure... ...can lead to headaches or migraines.
How?
It may cause imbalances in brain chemicals, such as serotonin, which can trigger migraines.
Wait, now, where are you getting this information from? This don't just say Bing.
Bing.
Yeah, but ready? It will come from somewhere.
Yeah, it might be NHS.
Right. Let's just find the source.
Oh, no, DHS.
Right.
Sorry, very different.
It's from MFI?
Yeah. Yeah, so the weather, there's something in that, I think, in the weather.
Where's that from? Changes. You just read that. Where's it from?
All right. Hey, hang on a sec. Right, let me go into the NHS.
Because if it's from www.madeupstufforalaugh.com.
Bad, this is NHS now. If you're prone to getting headaches, you could find grey skies, high humidity, rising temperatures and storms can all bring on head pain.
Stop, how?
Because the pressure.
I'm not feeling any pressure. Look at me. No, look at my arms. I'm moving my arms. There is no pressure here. I'm good.
Pressure changes.
But have you've had headache for 4 days, day four.
Because of the weather.
Have you been walking around? Like, when you finish the show and you walk to your car, are you like, oh, blimey, this walk's a lot harder than yesterday.
No, but...
Oh, I feel as though someone's pushing their hands on my shoulder.
We don't detect it. Our brains do. Pressure changes are thought to trigger chemical and electrical changes in the brain.
Oh, stuff this. I'm going to live on the moon.
Yeah.
Less pressure, yeah.
Yeah, there is a lot.
Less oxygen.
Although it's boring, isn't it? You said to me the moon was boring, didn't you? What did you say? You said there's no atmosphere.
Hey! Where's Russ Abbott when you need him?
Where's the jingle?
Yeah, where's the... here it is.
Oh, God.
Well done! You've just made the worst joke on today's show.
By the way, on the flip of that, if you're feeling absolutely fine, please text in and let me know.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I'm fine. I'm okay.
You got no headaches?
Nothing wrong. I don't have a headache. No. Nothing wrong with my eyes. Well, apart from the fact I'm getting old and can't see, but that's just age. And I feel good. The only thing is, and this is, I'm going to do a visual joke now. The only thing is that I've got is my arm. I can only lift it to there, just there.
Okay,
which is weird because I used to be able to get it there.
Yeah,
But now see that there, it just keeps stopping.
You want it back where it was,
which is weird. That used to be there.
It used to be there.
No problem at all.
Yeah.
But now see that.
That's what you want.
I like it.
Welcome to the morning crew.
I like it.
Battle of the Sexes coming up in about 20 minutes. Chris, I've been coughing so much I've pulled a muscle.
Oh,
Lauren, I'm sorry for laughing, but that is awful.
That's not good, is it? You can break a rib if you cough.
I know. Have you ever sneezed so hard you've been worried your eyes might pop out? Have you ever done that?
Well, I mean, if you keep your eyes open, they do pop out, apparently.
Don't say that.
A teacher told us at school, if you sneeze and fart at the same time, you blow up.
Stop!
But to be fair, you did grow up.
If you sneeze and fart at the same time, you blow up?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, I better avoid that.
Be a vacuum.
You did grow up near Sellafield, James, to be honest. It's, everything is possible.
I did.
Right, Dan says, I'm all right, thanks. Joanne says, all good in the hood for me. I feel fine, says Ruth and Lester. This is a nice one, says Chris. I'm a bloke, so I'm fine. Feeling great. 100% Norm in Hull. People are fine. I'm perky, Chris, says Christian. So there you are. Lovely. So I'm glad if you're feeling a bit rubbish, I'm sorry about that. And if you're feeling great, then welcome to my world.
The great world.
Welcome to the world of feeling great. Haha, in your faces, you two losers.
Yeah.
Someone's dad broke their jaw yawning.
Nah.
Broke it?
Nah, he was in a fight. He was in a fight.
He must have got two black eyes from yawning as well, didn't he?
Ben in Portsmouth says if you sneeze and fart at the same time, your body takes a screenshot.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that one. Isn't that lovely?
I would try it, but... just in case James's teacher's theory was right, that you blow up, yeah. I think I'll just give it a miss, yeah. You know?
The £25,000 box.
Where's the box?
Radio X.
There's the box. There's the smoke. It's rising up. Rise up, box. In the studio is a box that is locked. It's got £25,000 in it. If you unlock the box, you win the money. And the way you unlock the box is by correctly guessing the name of the Radio X artist, which is the key to unlock the box. Okay, so what are the clues? Oh, no clues. No, not yet.
No.
Oh, maybe, but let's just see. Because it's doable. It's luck, isn't it? It's pure guesswork. Stab in the dark. Mm. Well, I think it's whatever.
We're narrowing it down very slightly now, aren't
we? Yeah, slowly and surely, people are starting to say...
Skunk Anansie.
No.
Nothing But Thieves.
No.
Muse.
No.
Stereophonics.
No.
Oasis.
No.
Stereophonics.
No.
The Clash.
No.
Stereophonics.
No.
Stereophonics.
No.
Blink 182.
No.
Stereophonics.
John, it's not Stereophonics.
You're joking me.
No, I'm not joking you. It is a Radio X artist that we play. It's either a singer or a band. And if you'd like to play today, I have a question for you. But if you get on the air to play for £25,000, just for playing the game, we'll give you £1,000. So what are we on? Day 9. So we've given away £8,000 already to people who have absolutely got the wrong answer. What a show this is.
Mm.
It's literally a case... Right, so yesterday was Phil. Who do you think it is, Phil?
Blink 182.
Yeah, it's the wrong answer, but you got £1,000. Bye. What a competition.
Yeah.
So if you fancy entering it today, here's your question. What animal features on the front of a box of Cocoa Pops?
Hmm.
We will only accept a text, and we'll only accept a text that starts with the word box and then has the correct answer. You send that text to 83936. That's 83936. So you text box, the answer, 83936. And you send that text. That text will cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. But if you get on the air to play, even if you're wrong, you get £1,000 done.
Yeah.
Ah, it's worth it, guys.
It's worth it, guys. Where did that voice come from?
I don't know, actually.
You've got to be available to answer your phone when we close the lines at 8 o'clock this morning. You do need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play. The full terms, conditions and online entry details are at radiox.co.uk. Online entry is if you can't text because it's a work phone or you can't do short code text or something. You can still enter online, which is good, isn't it? So have a little look. You have to text... and not WhatsApp. Do not WhatsApp. Only text messages that start with the word box and then have the correct answer will be eligible for you to get picked to come on the air after 8 o'clock, play the game, get yourself £1,000, even if you're wrong. But if you are right, it's £25,000, which is lovely. So, what animal features on the front of a box of Cocoa Pops? Cocoa Pops. Text the word box, followed by your answer, send it to 83936. I'll say it again one more time before I hit the jingle. Text the word box, then your answer, send it to 83936, and good luck!
The
£25,000
box. Radio X.
Beautiful. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Will said, I'm about 90% well today, Chris. I feel good, but I'm in a bit of pain. I restarted my weight loss journey recently. Done a massive kettlebell and weights bench workout on Tuesday. I'm still in pain. I will lose the fat. Let's go. Well, Will, yeah, it's always the day after the day after.
Yeah.
Is worse.
Soms.
I'm training so much at the moment. And I've got myself into some really nice little weight routines and strength stuff.
Mm.
And so what I'm doing is I'm training for about 30 minutes or so on my own without Jamie, just because he's busy and I'll see him when we're back on track. Mm. That's fine. And I'm finding that after a certain amount of time and certain weights and certain combinations of exercises, I'm beasting myself.
Are you?
Brilliant. Veins are starting to pop out. yeah. on my neck, oh. my shoulder. And the definition is like screaming out. I am like absolute pound shop Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Wow.
And I look amazing. And I've got a mirror in my little gym at home, the back bedroom.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, look at my arms, look at my shoulders. And I do all my weights and I do my little routines. And I'm like, right, now I'll do some push up ab wheel combo thing or whatever. And then that gives it another pump. Mm. And by the time I've finished, I look in the mirror and I'm like, jeepers, look at the state of me. I look great. And then I go and get in the shower, out the shower. And as I'm putting on my deodorant and brushing my teeth, I look in the mirror and I look like I've not trained for about a month.
So how do you keep it? How do you keep it so you look as if you've just been working out?
I think you have to train much harder than I'm doing it.
Right.
I did it the other day. My shoulders, my arms looked amazing. And then I got on the treadmill and I did 5K and I got off, I looked in the mirror and I went, I literally look like I've been caught in the rain and that's about it.
Oh, what a shame.
But just keep going. Keep on going. Unless, of course, you're down with this mysterious virus.
Mm.
Right, then you just, you know, go back to bed. And that is the first 25 minutes of today's show. Going to switch the cameras off now, and then Dominic's going to read the news at 7 o'clock. The show is continuing all the way through till 10. Stay with us, why don't you?
The Chris Moyle Show.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
Rollback's back at Asda with thousands of prices rolled back across the store and online. Like Heinz tomato ketchup, 460 grams, plus £2.98, now £2.33. Cathedral City extra mature cheddar cheese, 350 grams, was £3.58, now just £2.93. And a 22-pack of Birdseye chicken dippers was £4.28, now only £2.48. Rollback's back. Check out thousands of savings now. That's Asda price. Select stores online subject to availability. Dippers and ketchup end June 18th. May exclude Asda Express and small stores. See Asda.com/more stores. Online charges may apply.
I know what I like to invest in. That's why I choose eToro. With over 7,000 assets, I can invest in big global British brands. Stocks.
Wait, what?
Local big global British brands. Stocks.
Big local global British brands. Stocks.
Trade everything from local brands to global giants.
Yep, all in one app.
eToro.
Join today.
eToro is a multi-asset investment platform. The value of your investments may go up or down. Your capital is at risk.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dream Stock Clearance Sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
Okay, everyone, so look at the numbers from Q1 and you'll see that there's a sharp...
Alex? Oh, I think you're frozen.
And that's why it's crucial that we make...
Eh, that sounded important.
Because if we don't act now...
We've lost him.
Bring an end to work call interruptions with EE Wi-Fi Enhancer. More work from homers are choosing EE Broadband, the UK's fastest growing broadband provider.
And he's back.
So I hope that was all clear.
To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
Global Player, the official Radio X app.
With podcasts like The Crisis Room.
Have you ever wondered how the decisions that keep us all safe are really made?
Join me, Mark Urban, former Home Secretary Amber Rudd, and former CIA officer Mark Polymeropoulos.
As we unpick some of the major crises facing the world and what's at stake for our future.
The Crisis Room. Listen to the latest episodes now on Global Player.
The official Radio X app. Download it now for free.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
This isn't just a train seat.
It's saving money for the things you enjoy most. Get cheap train tickets to London, Liverpool and Birmingham.
Pay less, do more.
With London North Western Railway.
At Metalam, style comes in threes. Grab three for two across all Metalam women's wear, including dresses, tops and denim, plus holiday bits, PJs, lingerie, footwear and accessories. Exclusively in your nearest Matalan store. T's and C's apply. Cheapest item free.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Summer doesn't always have to mean the end of the beloved Sunday roast. At Waitrose, we're introducing a new take on the classic. The British Tomahawk Steak. Intense and full of flavour with every bite. Keep that Sunday roast feel and serve alongside barbecued potatoes and charred veg. And if there's still room on the barbecue, our beef smash burgers with bone marrow are extra thick and ready for smashing. Let your summer side out with Waitrose. Selected lines and stores subject to availability.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Yeah, right.
Thursday morning. Oh, it's Thursday already. Thank God for that. Yeah, oh, I am worried about the weekend. I've got two gigs and both of them are outdoors and there's like a weather warning for the weekend coming up. Yeah. Dom has the news, sport and weather. We'll hear that in a second. It's exactly 7 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, Chancellor Rachel Reeves is insisting she won't need to increase taxes to pay for her spending plans. Health, defence and housing have all been given big increases, but other departments are facing cuts. Tiff Lynch from the Police Federation of England and Wales says forces are having to do more for less.
Chief Constables need to tell the public what we are going to be capable of doing and what we're not going to be capable of doing. But ultimately, the Chancellor needs to come out and explain to the public why the police is failing them.
In other news this morning, there's been a third night of violence in Ballymena, while unrest has now spread to other towns in Northern Ireland. Officers called similar scenes on Monday racist thuggery when a protest over an alleged sexual assault turned violent.